monopolies in their respective areas. Comcast is already the number one cable and internet service provider in the country. But they haven't exactly been a good citizen. In 2007, Comcast was caught using its effective near monopoly on internet connectivity in its service area to stifle competitors. Well, not only did the FCC do nothing but give a slap on the wrist to punish that behavior, but shortly after allow Comcast to acquire NBC Universal. Right now, the average cost of cable in America is $86. Comcast in 2013 collected about $156 a month on average per customer. Which is why this all comes down to two words, public interest. I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why is the Comcast attempt to merge with Time Warner Cable a big deal? Well, again, two words. Public interest. See, there is no public interest that is served by allowing these companies to merge. As a writer for the LA Times puts it, quote, neither Comcast nor NBC needs this merger for its survival. It won't improve cable TV or internet technology. In fact, by concentrating economic power in fewer hands, it may lead to less of all that. In order for FCC to approve this kind of merger, now they should only legally do so if they can determine it is in the public's interest. But tell me this. Who in Washington is concerned with public interest these days? So the real number that deserves attention here, during 2013, Comcast paid $18.7 billion to 30 different lobbying firms. In order to get their merger approved, Comcast doesn't need to prove that they're serving the public's interest. They just need to grease the right wheels. And it looks like they've already done that. For stories that affect your liberty, be sure to check online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria, viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Second and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, March 5th, 2014. Hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday and what may be a very exciting and certainly not relaxing weekend. But we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And Sam is sitting in our control room, ready to answer your call when it comes on in. And obviously, Ukraine is still important. But before we get into that, I decided to start today's show with the latest developments in the IRS gate story. And as you're probably already aware, Lois Lerner was scheduled to testify again today in front of the House Oversight and Reform Government Reform Committee. And she got in there. There was this whole buildup over the last few days about will she testify, will she get immunity, and so forth. And got in there, and the corporate media had scheduled huge amounts of time for these hearings where the lawyer said she was testifying. And she gets in there and invokes the Fifth Amendment. Meeting's adjourned, and it's out of there. Huge build up and nothing out there. ISA is saying they're considering holding Lois Lerner in contempt if she refuses to testify. My suggestion is let's waterboard her. I mean, you know, Obama claims the authority to murder U.S. citizens by drone strike just because they might be thinking of harming U.S. citizens. And here we have the single most destructive force ever unleashed against the American people, the Infernal Revenue Service, clearly having committed illegal actions, or Lerner wouldn't need to invoke the Fifth Amendment, and Lerner just walks out of the room. Now, remember that using the IRS against political enemies was one of the articles of impeachment against Richard Nixon. By invoking the Fifth Amendment, Lerner has basically broadcast to the American people that, yeah, the IRS was engaging in some political skullduggery. And at this point, I don't need her to testify anymore. Let's just stop right there. The IRS has something to hide. They wouldn't be, Lois wouldn't be invoking the Fifth Amendment if she had not done something wrong. So at this point, what are we going to do with an out-of-control IRS? What are we going to do with an out-of-control government here? What was really interesting was seeing everybody scramble to fill up the blank time that was allotted to the hearings. Everybody thought they were going to get something. And so, of course, all the corporate media was bringing in their analysts. Well, what do you think it means? She took the Fifth. Well, you know, there's really nothing to build on here. There was an interesting moment where Democratic Representative Elijah Cummings apparently had planned on grandstanding in there about how this is all the made-up fantasies of Obama's critics and enemies, and was basically trying to continue to be heard and asked questions, even though Chairman Issa had already adjourned the meeting. And Cummings just goes ballistic and accuses, I keep mispronouncing that, ISA, being un-American behavior to not let him talk. Well, the meeting was adjourned. The witness took the Fifth. There wasn't really much else to talk about. But at this point, I don't need any more hearings. I don't need any more fine details. We all agree something was going on, and Lerner's taking the Fifth basically confirms that. And that's all we, the people, need to know. Remember, politics is perception. What we see, what we think is going on, is what we're going to act on out here. And the burden of is on the government to come back and say, no, we weren't doing anything illegal. We're in compliance with the Constitution. We're in compliance with the Bill of Rights. We're in compliance with the law. Going to be a tough job for them to do that one. All righty. Now, we are going to talk about the Ukraine. And last night, somebody started a rumor that Ukraine's former president, Yanukovych, had died of a heart attack in Russia. And it went viral all over the net, which meant all the hired government propagandists were putting it out there. And, of course, it was immediately denounced by Russian authorities, saying this is just more of this propaganda to try and, obviously, with Yanukovych dead, this would be a severe morale crusher for the pro-Russian people in Crimea in Ukraine. Could completely dispirit the movement, which is why it would be a very useful piece of propaganda. But again, the Russian authorities are saying no, and apparently Yanukovych did show up at a press conference. Let's see, that was in, actually I don't have where it was, but supposedly Yanukovych did do a press conference earlier today to put the lie on that one here. All righty, now, the real breaking story. There has been another leaked phone conversation between the European Union Foreign Affairs Chief Catherine Ashton and the Estonian Foreign Affairs Minister, which basically came out and confirmed that all the snipers who were there in Kiev shooting soldiers and protesters were working not for Yanukovych, but for the Maidan protest leaders, Maidan protest leaders. And we've seen this before. This is a normal part of the plan by which the U.S. brings about regime change. You hire agent provocateurs to go into the country and commit atrocities and blame them on the government that is being removed. We saw the same dirty trick in Syria, where the hired mercenaries were carrying out chemical weapons attack on the civilians, which the U.S. government and media then blamed on President Assad. So this is just part of the way they do these things. And now this phone call has been leaked, and we now have the president of Estonia has gone public saying, yes, absolutely, these snipers were working for the coup d'etat. Which makes a lot of sense because, you know, if you step back and use your common sense, which makes you a real threat to the U.S. government here. Yeah, you know, you just say, why would a leader commit atrocities against his own people when he needs their public support is really what's going on. So now we know that the violence, the killings were being done by the people behind the overthrow. Apparently, protesters have retaken a Donetsk government building, pro-Russian protesters. This is erupting all over the eastern Ukraine here. And everybody understands what's going on. This is the rape of the Ukraine by the IMF and the ECB. And it doesn't look like it may work. More and more people are saying the Crimea is soon going to be back in Russia. And, you know, the U.S. is blustering and bluffing and screaming and, you know, we're talking about economic sanctions. It's already kind of falling apart here. So basically, you know, the Washington Post is saying war would be a bad idea, and I agree with them on that. But the Washington Post is pushing economic sanctions against Russia, which basically says we will express our displeasure with Putin by closing our diplomatic posts in Russia and withdrawing our ambassadors, and Russia's already withdrawn their ambassador from the U.S., boycott the G8 meeting in Sochi because the move to kick Russia out of the G8 has pretty much fallen apart here. We could convince the Europeans to boycott Russian natural gas. Well, Europe gets 25% of their energy from Russia, so they're dependent on that. They can't take that much of a cut to their energy. If the UN comes in regarding sanctions, Russia and China would exercise their veto. And it's just, there really isn't a lot that the U.S. can actually do that is going to significantly impact Russia. Putin has just played this thing beautifully. Now, meanwhile, Russia, amid all this talk about sanctions and economy, is starting to exercise their rights under existing contracts. Their contract with the Ukraine for a discount on natural gas has to be renegotiated every 3 months. It's due for renegotiation. Russia has canceled that discount and is demanding $1.5 billion in back money owed for gas. And this, of course, is to ratchet up pressure on the new government in Kiev. And we're coming up on a commercial break. And when we come back, more of what Russia's response to threats of U.S. economic sanctions coming out here. We'll be right back.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
When all this twists, was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, and I want to apologize to my BAM user audience out there. I didn't realize BAM user had not started correctly at the top of the hour. We fixed that over the breaks of the BAM user feed. Well, obviously, if you're listening to my words, you know that the BAM user is now working here. So we're over the last couple of days, as the military options continues to evaporate regarding Ukraine, we've heard the U.S. go out and bluff and bluster about economic sanctions and we're going to punish you and the rest of that. And of course, Iran's advice to Russia was, you know, you get used to the sanctions. And we know that because the Iran sanctions really didn't have that much of an effect. A lot of other countries simply ignored them. Even the U.S. government was handing out exemptions to all those companies that were going to be hurt by the U.S. sanctions, to the point where it was political and not real world, which, is a big problem with our government, is they're living in this political fantasy world filled with wishful thinking and hope, and it's not connecting with reality very well at all right now. Russia, of course, has responded to the threat of economic sanctions by coming back and saying, well, you know, we can just abandon the U.S. dollar in terms of our international trade, go over to the yuan, or maybe we'll make the ruble a new international currency. And they could just start dumping their U.S. debt, because Russia, like China, has loaned the U.S. a huge amount of money. They bought a lot of treasury bonds, which aren't really looking like a solid investment anyway, and basically said that Russia could simply refuse to pay debts they owe American banks. And economists are saying this is a very real threat. A Russian dollar dump could crash the entire U.S. financial system. Russia went even further, saying that they would confiscate and nationalize all U.S. assets in their sphere of influence. Because since the collapse of the Soviet Union and Glasnost, there's been a lot of cross-border investment. So our economies are tangled up quite a bit. And there's been a lot of U.S. investment in Russia, and that money could simply be grabbed. So if the U.S. starts an economic war, they're going to lose it. And Europe is looking at the same situation. As I mentioned before, they're getting 25% of their energy needs from Russia. And so the European Union has already blinked on this issue of economic sanctions. And they're basically saying, no, Europe has no plans for economic sanctions on Russia. And this was announced by Russia's European Union envoy yesterday, basically commenting on an announcement made by the European foreign ministers. So the military option is fading. The economic sanctions option really is a non-starter, will cause far more harm to the West than it will to Russia. Putin has played this beautifully. Checkmate. Or if you're a tennis fan, game, set, and match. Now, the European Union is set to offer an aid package to the Ukraine. And they're basically talking about $15 billion over the next 2 years. Oh, how wonderful of the European Union. They're gonna send aid to those poor people in Ukraine. The reality is the vast majority of that aid is loans at interest to shove the Ukrainian people onto that Eurocentric banker debt slave hook as hard and as fast as they can. Because that was the whole point of this, to enslave that population to the European Central Bank, just like you, the American people, are enslaved to the Federal Reserve, because that is what this scam is all about. Now, a little bit of backstory, in light of all this American corporate media bashing Russia, how dare they have troops and so forth and so on. You know, the United States has treaties around the world that allow us to maintain troops in other people's countries. Got something like 700 bases in other countries. And through treaties, we're allowed to have a fixed number of troops on that foreign territory. Well, Russia does exactly the same. And the fact is that Russia has a treaty with the Ukraine that says they're allowed to keep 25,000 troops on the ground in Crimea because of all those bases they have there. And so the presence of 16,000 troops from Russia, if they are from Russia, we're still not really sure because Putin is saying, no, it's actually local people. But Russia's allowed to do that under that existing treaty. Now, here's another treaty you need to be aware of. Now, this is an old one. This goes back to 1936, and it's called the Montreux Convention. And basically what it was an agreement signed by all the major world powers that said Turkey has control over the Bosphorus, which is what connects the Black Sea to the rest of the Mediterranean. And this treaty restricts the passage of naval ships not belonging to the states that border the Black Sea. Okay? Now, the rules are no warships that are not a coastal state of the Black Sea above 10,000 tons may pass through the Bosphorus. Warships below 10,000 tons can go through the straits, but are only allowed to stay in the Black Sea for 21 days. Aircraft carriers and submarines are flatly forbidden. So all this talk about the carrier George H.W. Bush getting ready to go into the Black Sea sounds like more of this rattling of the sabers propaganda, because if the U.S. simply wants to violate the treaty to send that carrier into the Black Sea, the political repercussions are going to be severe, because we're already looking at international distrust of the U.S. government because of all the other treaties they've already broken. So sending in that carrier would be very damaging to U.S. foreign policy, because if other countries can't trust the United States to keep its treaty obligations, well, then all the treaties are null and void, and all kinds of bad things are going to happen from that. Russian President Putin sort of broke his ongoing silence about the Ukraine crisis yesterday, and basically accused the United States of interfering in world affairs as if it were conducting experiments on lab rats. You know, basically underscoring the inhumanity of U.S. foreign policy. And I think nothing really underscores that policy better than a quote that came from Michael Ledeen, who was accused of being part of setting up the fraud that led to the war in Iraq. And Ledeen supposedly at one point said, every few years, the U.S. has to throw some small, useless country up against the wall to prove we mean business. That's the way they think. They don't think about the people in those countries. They don't think about humanity or suffering or anything. It's just, oh, it's a chip on the board. We got to take this little harmless country. We got to slap it around to prove to the rest of the world we're still studly and warlike and mean, and that they should do as they're told. And we are hearing a lot of that rhetoric right now with people who are saying, you know, forget about the Ukraine, forget about the Crimea. The reason to go into the Ukraine is to prove we mean it when we threaten military action, to maintain America's street cred. And by the way, for those of you who don't know, that's the real reason the United States dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, because Japan was already trying to surrender before those bombings happened. Japan's Prince Konoye was trying to get to talk to Russian and American leaders and British leaders, and was simply blockaded. Didn't want him to come on in and say, we surrender, because that would spoil the party. Truman authorized the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki to prove to the rest of the world, first of all, that we had these horrible weapons, and second of all, psychotic enough to use them in order to give the U.S. that leverage room where the rest of the world is going to do what the U.S. says up until the Rosenbergs sold the secret of the atomic bomb to the Russians. And then we got back to that whole balance of power thing. All righty, let's see, moving right along here. Article coming out of IntelliHub, coup in Ukraine illustrates U.S. addiction to meddling and regime change. So nobody's buying the official story on any of this stuff. We got to take a break for commercials, got a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821, or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones. John in Barbados, aloha. Welcome back. What's on your mind today?
Well, Michael, I'm looking at this diplomatic situation vis-a-vis the West, Russia, and the Ukraine. And to be honest, the West have lost all credibility. They're making themselves look absolutely amateurish and stupid.
But well, they've been doing that for like the last 20 years.
And you're quite right. I mean, Putin has played this. I'm almost sort of convinced that Putin set this trap and that the West walked straight into it, and now he's about ready to close that trap down. But what's concerning me today, actually, is under the furore that's occurring in this diplomatic standoff in Ukraine, is Israel. They are taking steps now to put huge numbers of troops on the Syrian and Lebanese border.
Mm-hmm. I was going to report that later in the show.
So it's looking like they're using the Russian-Ukrainian situation as cover.
Well, they're using it as a distraction, and that's a very old tactic of Israel. Remember back in 2008, on election day, when everybody was looking at the national presidential elections and watching Obama win his first term, that was the day that Israel broke a six-month ceasefire with Hamas and attacked Gaza, killing six of the Hamas officials and launching cast lead. And they wanted everybody to come. All of a sudden, they're paying attention after the election, while Israel's out there screaming, oh, the ceasefire is over. Hamas is saying the ceasefire is over, and not mentioning the fact that they're the ones who launched the unprovoked attack. And this is just, Israel, every time there's a major disruption somewhere in the world, Israel sees it as an opportunity to grab more of other people's lands and hope that their supporters around the world won't notice that they're the ones who are initiating the violence. But we know that's what they do, and we're on guard for it. And it's a tactic that doesn't work as well anymore.
Well, I see that they committed another act of piracy on the high seas, the international waterway known as the Red Sea, by boarding a foreign vessel on its route to Lebanon.
Yes.
And they're claiming that they are taking this vessel now to the Israeli port of the Shatt al-Arab to Eilat because it contains Iranian anti-aircraft missiles.
Well, you know what's really interesting about that story is if you read further into those reports, it acknowledges the rockets are actually of Syrian manufacture, but they're trying to claim it came from Iran. Did you notice the picture that they released of the paperwork that that quote-unquote proves it's from Iran is printed in English? I'm sorry. I am pretty certain that Iranian internal documents regarding weapons aren't written in English.
I'm sure they're written in Farsi, Michael.
Yes, I would tend to think that's what's going to go on. So, I mean, that right there tells you this is another one of Israel's propaganda stunts, and they've done it before, screaming that, oh, my goodness, we found these Iranian or whatever weapons, and then all the documentation and everything is in English aimed at the American audience in the hope that the American audience is too stupid to realize these documents shouldn't be in English in the first place. So we know this is another one of Israel's lies.
The other thing I notice on the Voice of Russia and the Russia Today programs, they have pictures of Afghanistan, and of course it's American troops, British troops, NATO troops guarding the poppy fields.
Yes.
I mean, this is just digging at America even further, and Britain and NATO.
Well, those photos of NATO troops and Americans and the Allies guarding and protecting and even transporting the opium from those poppies have been viral on the net for a long time. I've got a whole page of them myself. If you go up to the top of my website where it says opium in Afghanistan, you'll get an eyeful there. Now, remember, when Afghanistan was still under the control of the Taliban, they had ended the opium trade. If you were caught with a poppy, they'd cut your hand off. And so when the U.S. invades, all of a sudden the poppies are blooming, bumper crops are coming in. The U.S. is explaining it away, saying, well, if we don't let them grow opium and heroin, they won't have anything else to do. Well, that's nonsense. What were they doing when the Taliban was in control? They seemed to get by just fine. And, of course, cheap opium is now flooding into the United States through our American drug lords, most of whom are with the Central Intelligence Agency. They're also sending a lot of it into Russia, which is another reason why Putin is very upset with the United States right now.
Well, the other thing is that I've noticed that obviously the FSB is as adept at intercepting phone calls as the NSA is.
Mm-hmm.
Published today is a phone conversation between the Estonian foreign minister and Catherine Ashton, the European Union foreign minister, in which they discussed the fact that it was the foreign agents in charge of these Maidan Square rioters who were using sniper rifles to shoot at both the police and their own rioters.
Yeah, we were talking about that during the first segment of the show. You know, they're just creating a bloody shirt, carrying out atrocities and blaming it on the government that's been targeted. And again, that is a normal part of the U.S. program to destabilize and overthrow regimes in order to install puppet governments.
I'm, at the moment, I'm just giggling here to myself because Obama and Cameron and Holland and Merkel have just made themselves look totally idiots and stupid.
Well, it's like I have been saying for quite some time now. The people behind these kind of operations are still trapped in the middle of the last century, where, you know, it was the height of the Cold War, and the American people would go along with it. All they had to do was shout commies at us, and we were trusting, and we believed what the corporate media told us. But those days are gone forever, and these planners of these covert operations just don't get it yet, that we know this is what they do and what they have been doing all along. And this is the reason the rest of the world hates the United States of America, because we're messing around with their countries.
Well, the other thing I wanted to mention, Michael, is if you look at the photographs coming out of eastern Ukraine, not Crimea, the dearth of Ukrainian flags and the absolute abundance of Russian flags flying everywhere in the east of Ukraine. They're really worried in Kiev.
There are like three cities that have already indicated they want to join an independent Crimea. Okay?
I think this has been a total Victoria Nuland statement about the EU, the F word she used.
Yeah. No, it's an absolute
miss. Michael, I thought I'd just put my points of view forward and give you some talking points, maybe.
All right. Well, like I said, most of them are already in my talking points list here, and we did cover the revelation or the confirmation, because we thought this was what was going on all along, was that the snipers that were there in Kiev were working for the overthrowers, not for the legitimate elected government. So we already covered
that
one.
They were in charge of the overthrowers. There were CIA and Mossad agents.
And Israel was apparently in there as well. They had a bunch of ex-IDF were leading the rioters and, handling them as military units. All right, we're going to let you go here, John. I want to get back to this because there is another development on this story that is coming out today. This was being reported over in counterpunch.org. And the story is that what precipitated Russia's moves into the Ukraine is that Russian intelligence agents uncovered a plan by the Maidan plotters to basically start more fake riots in Crimea itself in order to basically make sure that that was going to be included with the new Ukraine. And that's what led to Russia's dramatic move in there to basically prevent any more of these snipers and any more of these phony revolutions from taking place, because obviously the goal in co-opting the Ukraine into the U.S. sphere of influence via Europe was to deprive Russia of their Black Sea naval bases, and that was a strategic threat Russia could not turn a blind eye to at all. So there's a lot of stuff going on the backstory, but again, the fact that there is now confirmation that the snipers, the people doing the killing that was held up as a reason to get rid of the elected government of Ukraine, were working for the coup d'etat itself. Got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh. Maybe I can bring you home. Tired of the mainstream media's lies. Listen to Mike and really open your eyes. Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh. Maybe I can bring you.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking about the situation in the Ukraine. The Los Angeles Times is reporting that U.S. intelligence agencies were very much in disagreement over what Russia's reaction was going to be to this attempt to overthrow the Ukraine, which, by the way, is confirming this is what was going on. But apparently, some of the intelligence agencies were saying this is very dangerous. Russia could respond to this threat to their Black Sea ports. And the other intelligence agencies said, oh, no, Russia won't do anything. So, of course, Congress is doing what Congress already does. They're going to hold hearings. Why there were so many disagreements? What was the intelligence failure? Blah, blah, blah. Well, frankly, I think what it was is you had a variety of reports and the Obama administration simply picked up and went on the one they wanted, that the U.S. could overthrow Ukraine and Russia would not respond, and that's why we are in the mess that we are in. And apparently, and this is from the National Journal, the Pentagon was a little caught off guard by Russia's response, because their entire focus has been on overthrowing covert war operations in the Middle East. And while Russia and China are eventual targets in this war to force the world back onto Bretton Woods, they really hadn't started serious planning. And that was why they got caught off guard. They weren't really thinking about Russia coming into Ukraine and a proper way to respond. So they're already completely responsive at this time, completely defensive, completely reactive, whatever term you want to use with that. And, of course, military supporters are using the crisis in the Ukraine to go up to Congress and say, well, see, this proves you can't cut the military budget. We need bigger armies. We need bigger bombs. We need bigger planes. We need all of that stuff because the Cold War is back and we've got to be on guard against the Russians. Yeehaw, more money coming from the taxpayers into our pockets here. Now, the regional government of Crimea has started acting as a national government. They're talking about even moving up the referendum for independence, where they'll simply say, we are not part of the Ukraine anymore. And so that is moving along. They have named their own defense minister and started to create their own military chain of command. And they got a lot of resources to play with. So far, 5,500 Ukrainian soldiers have defected to serve an independent Crimea. And apparently this includes three anti-aircraft missile regiments have joined the Crimean side. So the government in Kiev, the coup d'etat government, the unelected government in Kiev, is losing assets left and right. And now it looks like, well, Britain's already said, we are not militarily intervening. And it looks like the U.S. can't without triggering a potential world war. I think Russia's going to win this one. And it may throw the brakes on this whole U.S. agenda of let's subvert governments, overthrow governments, and eventually the world will all be happy with private central banking. I don't think so. But it's really getting ugly over there. The population is definitely moving against the fascists all over the country, like that caller was saying, looking at the photos coming out of there. The Russian flag is flying pretty much everywhere in the eastern half of that country. And still the corporate media is out there with their propaganda bashing Putin and everything. I took a quick look at the Daily Show from Monday, and Jon Stewart got his marching orders. You know, Putin's bad, we're good. And I watched about 2 minutes of it, and then I just turned it off. I'm not quite the fan of that show that I used to be. I'm actually more a fan of Colbert these days, because they're really out there. But Good Morning America, is basically out there saying Obama has given a harsh warning to Russia, which is about all they can say. And Obama can warn and threaten, but I think Russia understands it's bluff and bluster. The U.S. is not militarily able to go up against Russia and or China in a conventional war. And I hope our leadership isn't stupid enough to start a nuclear war, but one never knows. We're kind of at the mercy of whichever world leader is the least mentally stable. And it's pretty obvious at this point that any attempt at economic sanctions could potentially be the death blow to the U.S. economy and would certainly crash Europe's struggling economy. George Galloway was out there saying the U.S. approach to the Ukraine is ludicrous and nonsensical, and leave it to George Galloway to call it like it is. Because it was ludicrous and nonsensical to think that after all these decades of U.S. covert overthrow of countries to take control of them, that we, the people of planet Earth, don't see this is what they're doing. Now, remember what I was talking about, this Montrose Convention banning warships from the Black Sea. Obviously, that does not apply to Russia because they are a coastal state on the Black Sea. And now we are getting reports of additional Russian warships passing through the Bosphorus and heading into the Black Sea to reinforce their assets in Crimea. Meanwhile, there's kind of a bizarre story. The headline read, Turkey intercepts Russian jets And I hit that S pretty hard because it turns out it was one airplane that was a Russian surveillance plane flying in international airspace parallel to the coast of Turkey, and Turkey still felt compelled to send up a huge number of their F-15s to basically fly alongside it and stick out their tongues and make obscene gestures and whatever else it is Turkey thinks they can get away with. Now, we linked an interesting video. John McCain is still out there rah-rahing the war. He just thinks this is really good because, you know, he knows he's got a place in the bunkers if it all goes wrong and the mushrooms start sprouting. And there was a quote in the video that went, this is John McCain speaking, "So with you, my friends, I see Americans who want our country to be engaged in events beyond our borders. I see Americans who want an internationalist foreign policy. I see Americans who want our country to stand with Israel and our other partners. I see Americans who are willing to spend their hard-earned tax dollars on effective foreign assistance and to strengthen the greatest military the world has ever known." Blah, 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 blah. Now, virtually everything John McCain is saying is the exact opposite of what the founders of this nation advocated. Remember George Washington's farewell address where he said, "Beware foreign entanglements." Now, the reality is the United States does not need to be engaged in events beyond our borders. We got a lot of problems here at home. Nobody is going to physically attack the United States of America because we still have our nuclear deterrent. So we ran our own poll at whatreallyhappened.com, whether Americans really want our tax dollars to go for wars in Israel and all the rest of that. And as of the last time I looked, 98% of the respondents said no. Our taxes must be spent on America and Americans. Now, Dennis Kucinich, who is considered in the running for president in 2016, is out there speechifying, and he basically came out just excoriating the United States for provoking the Ukrainian crisis. And he's out there telling his constituents, this was all provoked, driven by covert action by the United States. And he was asked how he would handle the Ukrainian situation if he were president, and Kucinich said, "What I do is not have USAID and the National Endowment for Democracy working with U.S. taxpayers' money to knock off an elected government in Ukraine, which is what they did. I wouldn't try and force the people of Ukraine into a deal with NATO against their interest or into a deal with the European Union, which is against their economic interest." So Bill O'Reilly apparently came back at him and said, "So it's the USA's fault that Putin rolled in. We made them do it." And Kucinich replied, "Bill O'Reilly, if you don't believe in cause and effect, I don't know what I can do for you." And my response to that is, good for Kucinich. And in the absence of Ron Paul, Dennis gets my support going into 2016. Certainly a better option than Hillary Clinton or John McCain. Now, interesting little story. Vladimir Putin has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. And the difference between him and Obama is that Putin's actually gone out and made peace in Syria. All right, there's our music, a little loud. We're going to take a break for our top of the hour inserts and commercials, and we'll be back with more after these few words.